Go, NTDO 212, complex.
DPS. Go. Inco. Go. PUS. Go. Surgeon. Go. Booster. Go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of Talking Sound, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired. My name is Chris Jordan. I am your host. And the Talking Sound podcast is basically a podcast all about audio engineering, its applications, everything from live sound to home recording, music for video games, movies, Foley work. Everything that you can think of involving sound. Today, specifically, we're going to be going over general maintenance and cleaning of your equipment, specifically soundboards. Now, our soundboard consists of a lot of different parts. We go everywhere from our input all the way to gains, tone, different routing options for monitor and effects, panning, muting the channel, volume up and down, and then our gains right here. So as you can see, there are plenty of places for things to get dirty, nasty, all kinds of stuff. And believe me, it does happen, even in the cleanest of environments. This particular soundboard has actually been in a case for approximately a year. But if you take a good look at it again on camera, you can definitely see even the layer of dust that builds up after a year inside of a case. I mean, this thing is absolutely filthy. And after trying to put it up the other day and actually get it connected, it was crackling all over the place, all kinds of fun stuff. So I figured what a perfect opportunity to start off the show with general care of equipment. And most people don't really realize that, you know, as you buy equipment, it is literally like buying a vehicle, like buying a home. This equipment is what's going to be providing your sound. It's what's going to be giving you your palette for texture. It's everything involved with your live production, with your studio production, everything with your art. So everything from your pedals to your guitars to your keyboards, it all has to be maintained, every bit of it. And the more gear you accrue, the more you realize that. Most people start off with an acoustic instrument, guitar, or something of that sort, and there's not really a whole lot of maintenance to it. You got to wipe off some fingerprints every now and then, maybe change some strings every once in a while, maybe have the bridge adjusted, things like that. But once you start getting into electric instruments, once you start getting into recording, live production, studio production, it comes with a whole new realm of upkeep. And the analogy that I like to make, as I did just a second ago, is a vehicle. You can go out and buy a brand new vehicle. And even if it's brand new, off the lot, with 0 miles on it, within a few thousand miles, you're going to have to get an oil change. If you don't, you can still keep going. Skip another oil change and see if it doesn't get a little gritty as you hit the gas pedal. See if it doesn't grind a little bit differently or moan as you go down the road. See if it doesn't start a little bit harder. These are all the incremental issues that happen when you basically choose to neglect your objects of use, be it a car, be it a home, or your electrical equipment. So let's go ahead and pull out real quick. For those of you who are tuning in on our YouTube channel, feel free to take a look. We have video streams as well. So here we have our nice cleaning kit that I always have ready. And there are a few things that you want to always have. Let's go over some of the surface cleaning items first. We have our nice rag. We got a rag there. And then in addition to our rag, we have a soft brush. Soft brush. I like a soft horsehair paintbrush myself. You can also use a feather duster. Here we have a few Q-tips that are always good to have around. We also have a small sponge for getting into small crevices and picking up excess. In addition to that, we have a soft bristle toothbrush, specifically a soft bristle toothbrush. Do not try to use anything like a scouring brush, stuff like that. You'll tend to start taking off the surface paint. The surface paint that's actually on your equipment, if you take a look at it here, where it says insert and line and all of that kind of stuff, is actually silk screened on there. So you really need to be careful with what kind of chemicals you use, what kind of abrasive cleaners you use on your equipment. You can scratch through the surface paint and ruin the value, or actually ruin markings rapidly that give you references to what things do. So again, soft bristled toothbrush. Some of the other items that we have as far as surface cleaning goes are a personal favorite, which you will become addicted to, the 91% isopropyl alcohol. 91%, that's very important, if we can show that on camera there. 91% isopropyl alcohol is a little bit different than what you typically find at the grocery store. 91% isopropyl alcohol is basically a mixture of alcohol and water. The percentage tells you how much alcohol there is to water. So the higher percentage it is, the more alcohol you have, which means the less water you are putting on or inside of your electrical equipment. Very important. Believe it or not, electronics and water, for some reason, since about the late 1800s, have not really gotten along together. So we try to keep them as far apart as possible. Mainly whenever you're cleaning, what you want is something with a fast evaporation rate. That's why we use rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol evaporates rapidly. The more alcohol there is, the faster it evaporates. Typically, your doctor's office, your first aid kit, things like that will come with a 70% solution, which is perfectly fine. You can use that. I wouldn't recommend necessarily coating equipment in that. If you do use it, make sure to keep it off for an extended period before you cut the equipment back on to make sure all of the water has evaporated. The other issue that you have is, of course, you're putting water inside of electronics and on metal. So at that point, you're looking at corrosion of contact points, things like that. So you really want to get things that evaporate quickly. Once again, 90% or up, isopropyl is best. I actually have a little secret weapon here that is kind of tough to come by nowadays, but it's the good old 97% isopropyl alcohol. That's what I use, and it's fantastic. Now, a lot of you may be saying, hey, you know, I have a... I actually have a wicked big bottle of denatured alcohol in my garage that I use for woodwork. I would not recommend that. Once again, we want to stay away from things from what are known as volatile fumes. Volatile fumes are, of course, what make things combustible, but volatility is also what's used to rate how well things take stuff off. So denatured alcohol is a fantastic stripper. But once again, you're going to be dealing with things that take off the silk screening ink, that can start actually producing a haze on your PC boards inside of the equipment, and can rapidly degrade the wires inside of it and the plastic around the wires by drying it out. So denatured alcohol is a definite no-no. No. Keep it far, far away. Same thing with paint thinner. Paint thinner, because, well, yeah, that'll definitely get rid of the silkscreen paint. So what I recommend personally is actually some good old Ronsonol. Personally, if you can find it, Zippo fluid's a little better. I think that's probably just my preference because that is what my grandpappy used in a Zippo. But Ronsonol is fantastic. It actually takes off all your gunk and goop from tape, all kinds of things like that. So it's very helpful. Now, goof off works as well. But the issue that you have with goof off is it's very oily. It leaves a residue. And if that stuff gets inside of your equipment while you're trying to clean it, it's not going to evaporate. This, while volatile, evaporates rapidly, very rapidly, about twice as fast as denatured alcohol. It's made to evaporate. It's made to immediately mix with oxygen and just go away so that it can be burned. So Ronsonol is very good. Zippo fluid is very good for surface cleaning because it will evaporate rapidly as well. As far as getting into the inside of the equipment, that's where we get into fun stuff like deoxit. Now, this is not by far a name dropped, guys. I'm not trying to, I'm not promoted by Ronsonol Fuels or Deoxit D5 Cleaner, anything like that. This is just my personal electronic cleaner and lubricant of choice. It's what I have found to be some of the best stuff around. It is absolutely amazing, and it will get stuff clean that has been dirty and filthy for years, years on end. I have literally had people bring me pedals that have been sitting in a garage in the Northeast for 10 years, corroded as can be. And this stuff will get the contact points clean. Now, you might say, hey, I got some WD-40 kicking around in my garage. That's a fantastic lubricant too. Well, it is a great lubricant for machine parts, things like that. But once again, you're looking for something with an evaporation rate. You're looking with some for a product that will go away rapidly. WD-40 is not made to. WD-40 is made to stay right where it is and never, ever go away. The other problem is, of course, WD-40 is an oil base, which means that it's conductive. So it will definitely short things out and make things very nasty. Deoxit is made specifically to lubricate electronic parts and things like potentiometers, sliders, all the parts that are moving and make contact with each other in order to change rates. So one of the other items that I keep here with me is an input tip. Just a standard quarter inch input. We'll basically be going over quarter inch cleaning today. I also have an XLR tip. I also have an RCA tip. These tips are basically what we're going to use as quote unquote dummy loads, so to speak. Basically to mock up actually plugging in and out a cable. That way the contact points on the inside of the mixer that actually connect to the tips will be able to properly connect without any corrosion or anything like that getting in the way. So with that being said, and with a basic overview of all of our cleaning materials, let's go ahead and get started. Let's start off real quick with our brush. We're just going to give things a quick dust off. We're going to move the beverage out of the way. Now, whenever you start your cleaning process, you can do this part with it plugged in. That's just fine. I actually recommend that you clean your gear that's sitting out at a minimum once a week. Just like house plants, if any of you take care of plants, you know, they like to be watered and spritzed, you know. It makes them happy. A lot of people think that electronics do not have feelings, and it's just not true. When you call them names, they will act up more. When you mistreat them, they will not act properly. It's absolutely true. So you want to make sure that you know that your gear is loved and that your gear knows that it's loved. Because as much as you take care of your gear, it will be there to take care of you. It won't let you fail. So now that we've done a quick surface dusting here, what we're going to do is take our bottle of rubbing alcohol, our nice spray bottle here. Once again, 97%. We have our rag, and we're just going to go ahead and hop over here to our board, and we're going to go ahead and remove these faders real quick. We're going to go ahead and remove faders, and then we're going to remove one strip of knobs just to give an example of how to clean these. So get all of our knobs off and these are on nice and hard. Now if you notice, these are not sealed potentiometers. Now there's a difference between standard potentiometers and a sealed potentiometer. A sealed potentiometer actually will, on the front of it, on the inside of the device, have a small hole, a small port for oiling. It'll have a small cleaner port where you can basically put the nozzle of your cleaning device into it and insert the lubricant there. Now, if you look at these, there are no nuts or anything like that on it. Normally, the ones with nuts retaining on the top are sealed pots. These have no nuts, so we should be able to access that input fairly easily. Now, let's start with our surface cleaning. Our surface cleaning will begin with, once again, the isopropyl alcohol in a spray bottle. Just a nice, quick little dust over the top. And then, once again, make sure your soundboard or other device is off and unplugged. Off and unplugged from the wall. That is very important before you start spraying liquids on it. Even the same thing before you're done. Once you're done, you want to make sure that you actually give your device ample time to dry. I recommend at least a good 20 to 30 minutes whenever using these cleaning products. If you're using a lower grade alcohol, then you would definitely want to wait a good 45 minutes to an hour before you turn anything on. So now that our general cleaning and dusting is done, we can start getting into some nitty gritty. So just make sure and clean up our space a little bit. That's always prime. In any studio, in any space, it is a constant battle for horizontal space. So I'm actually going to use a little bit of this here. Let's see here. You just get a little bit of that Rontanol on this sponge, and we're going to come right here, and you can see how that gunk that was on there is just coming right off. Nice couple little scrubs there, and bam. That tape residue comes right off of there, and you have no damage whatsoever to the surface. Now, just to get that off, we're going to spray just a little bit of isopropyl and come over here just to get that little bit of residue off of there. So there we go. Nice and clean. So from there, now that we've finished that, once again, we put away the general cleaning materials in our nice cleaning case here. I like to keep everything in a nice case by itself for different purposes. I have one for cleaning, one for general maintenance with tools, things like that. I also own a mod business, so I have quite a few parts bins, things like that. Tackle boxes work great as far as organization for things like that go. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at what we're going to do with this little guy right here. This is our dummy tip. And what we're going to do is just give our cleaner a good shake. And if somebody can actually reach right up over there next to that speaker and grab me that bottle of duster. That's another thing that we forgot. And that just goes to show you people, this is absolutely live. There is no scripting on this show whatsoever. It is as live as you can get. So if we can go ahead and take this real quick. We have, it's all right. We have a bottle of duster here. Right here, just ultra duster. That's also something that you want to have handy. It's normally living in my case. I was actually using it here in the studio yesterday to do some general computer maintenance. So there's our bottle of duster. We'll be getting to that here in just a minute once we get into cleaning the pots. So what we're going to do, once again, well, let's go ahead and just give these a quick squirt in our channel. Just now remember, do not shake your duster. Don't shake it. You just want to give it a quick little squirt on all your inputs. The reason you don't shake it is because there's a lot of propellant in there that's actually highly flammable. So you don't want to get any of that inside of there and then accidentally turn it on later. So you just give your deoxit or your lubricant a good shake, and then you're going to spray it right onto the tip. Just square onto it. And once you have it good and lubricated, see how that's nice and greasy there? What we're going to do is literally just take our soundboard and we're going to pop it right in there. And then we're going to give it a good twist around, make sure that it's hitting all those contact points. And man, I really wish I had a contact microphone on that, because whenever I first started turning it, I could feel it and hear it gritting around, and now it's just clean as can be. So let's go ahead and pop that out. come down here to the second one, and we will do the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Just give it a good 15, 20 turns. I normally do most of my cleaning things in a very OCD manner. So most of my turns and in and outs are done in increments of 25. So now that we have gone through and turned that a few times, we're going to give it another quick spritz just to get any excess dirt off. And then we're going to come in and we're going to insert it and remove it a good 20 times in each hole. Now, what you're doing there is making sure that any of the stuff that makes contact as the input goes in and as the input goes out are being cleaned off. Now, once you've done that quite a few times, I did my typical 25 just for time's sake. I could spend all day lubricating and cleaning a soundboard, guys, so I'm not going to put you through that. Once we've done that, we're done with the input. Now, at that point, what we're going to want to do is come in, just get a little bit of surface cleaning done. Make sure that we get inside of here up around these pots, because what happens is right here where all of this is obscured, it will start to collect dust and attract things through an electrostatic charge. So believe it or not, underneath gets filthy, underneath your knobs, your potentiometers, your faders, things like that. So once we have a decent scrubbing done, what we're going to do is then come in, give each one of these a quick blow with our air blast, just to try to clear any dust that might be right inside. And once that's done, we're going to give all of them a quick squirt with the cleanser. Now, we go through and we turn them all 20 to 25 times. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All over again, each one of them, all the way down the line. And then once that's done, we can come in, give it a quick wipe. Oh, wow, that knob just broke free right there. I felt it. Yeah, that's nice. Now, once that's done, we can come in, wipe down some of our excess. And if you want, these little switches right here, what these switches do, they are an 80 hertz drop-off. Most boards have them. Just kind of rolls off some of the low end to keep low end feedback, things like that, from happening on your soundboard. Also keeps extreme lows from blowing pre's. All that kind of stuff. So what we're going to do is just give that a quick little squirt, and we'll give that a good 15, 20 pops up and down. And basically what you're doing by doing this is exercising the button or the potentiometer or the slider in the same fashion that it would normally be operated, except at the same time, you are literally working in that lubricant. So the parts are cleaning themselves by rubbing themselves against each other. Now, that's done. We come back, grab our cleaning cloth again, give things a quick general wipe down. That way we can get our knobs back on. And then once we have our knobs on, we can go back and clean the fader. And that will be one entire channel cleaned on an 8-channel soundboard. Now, your soundboard really kind of depends on what your purposes and uses are going to be. For those of you who are watching online, you just got a nice little outtake of me wrongly assembling my soundboard knobs as I'm talking on air here. But, you know, taking care of your equipment can actually be almost like a Zen meditation. I actually find that a regular once a month at a minimum, I'm sitting around with some good music on, some cleaning materials, and by the end of the day, my wife is normally complaining that the back of the house smells like a doctor's office. The plus side is whenever I go to the doctor's office, I'm normally not thinking about the needles. I'm thinking about gear. So now that we have all of these back, we can come over here, zero everything out like a good retentive engineer should do. And we'll come in and give our fader track a quick squirt. So let's give our fader track a good squirt there on the top. Then once we're done with that, we actually want to fade it up to the top and give it another blast of air. The reason is that thing is going back and forth, which means it's actually taking, every time you bring it up, it's taking all that gunk and settling it right there at the top of the fader track. Whenever you bring it back down, any gunk that's settled is now deposited at the bottom of the fader track. So you want to make sure and clean both sides up and down of your fader track. So same thing here. We grab our deoxit, give it a good shake. We're going to give our mute button a little squirt. And then we're going to come right here and we're going to squirt while we transit down the path of the fader track. Bring it up. And we're going to do the same thing, just like we did with the duster. Bring that fader up and take your cleanser all the way down the fader track. Make sure to get that right inside. If we could zoom the camera in close enough, it would be awesome. But you'd have to light it like crazy, and it would probably blind all of us in this spot. But you could actually see the inside of the fader track in most faders. So once that's done, we're going to come over here, pop our mute switch a good 20, 25 times once again. Just good and quick. And then we're going to come over here and we're going to pop our fader up and down a good 20, 25 times as well. And then once that's done, we come over here, we wipe it all down. And at that point, we have one officially cleaned soundboard. Technically, just a clean channel 4, but I think that gives you a general idea of what we would be doing in order to clean all of the inputs and outputs of your soundboard. So at that point, what we can do is sit back and wait for this to dry. Now, it'll take a good little while, unfortunately a little bit longer than we have on broadcast. So we're going to let this dry, and we can come back to it tonight and have fun with it. So that is what proper cleaning and maintenance of your equipment is all about. This same principle for potentiometers applies to your volume and tone knobs on guitars. It applies to the same thing on your rat gear. It applies to the same thing on a color knob for a lighting wheel. Just about anything. All of your quarter inch inputs and outputs, all of your RCA inputs and outputs, XLRs, they can all be lubricated the same way, guys. All of your fader tracks, whether it's a horizontal fader to go track to between deck to deck on a DJ board, or whether it's a vertical fader to go up and down on a soundboard, they're the same exact thing. So the same cleaning applies. Just remember, if you love your gear will love you. It is a reciprocal action. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the first broadcast of Talking Sound. Make sure to visit us online at talkingsound.com, www.talkingsoundshow.com. Once again, that is www.talkingsoundshow.com. You can see there we have our Facebook, Twitter accounts, YouTube accounts. We have forums where you can go on and talk with other musicians. I also do Q&A on the forums, so if you have any technical questions, feel free to drop me a line. And believe it or not, we will actually soon, hopefully, be doing live tweets on the show where you can actually live tweet in questions and we can answer them for you. Also, make sure to stay tuned and up to date with the Talking Sound News section. That'll let you know any upcoming guests or visitors that we're going to have, any special programs or broadcasts. So on that note, thank you so much to the crew, Coda and Ryan. You guys are fantastic. And We will see you guys soon. Until next time, everybody, keep reaching for 11 on that amplifier. And we'll see you soon. Take care.
Sound.